نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيئنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, tonight, tomorrow is the 8th of Muharram, 1444. Hence, we need to prepare ourselves for the 10th of Muharram, and that is Ashura, and that will be in South Africa Monday night and on Tuesday, inshallah al-Aziz. Regarding Ashura, there are 5-6 lessons we all should take. Number one, the hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, تَابَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ وَيَتُوبُ فِيهِ عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ آخَرِينَ. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala sent messengers, prophets, anbiya, rusul to the Bani Israel from time to time. And the messenger that is most famous was Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam's name nami isme grami, his honorable name is mentioned 136 times in the noble Quran. And his brother Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam, his honorable name is mentioned 20 times in the noble Quran. Who is Nabi Musa alayhi salam? It brought great joy to me now when I asked our Mawlana Mubarak Khan, our honorable Imam here. He's serving this community of Chatsworth for 23 years. From the time he graduated at Darum, Newcastle, end of 99. So from 2000 he's here. Allah Jalla Wala accept him and his upper and his family's khidmat and service. So I asked him, what's the program for tonight? He mentioned Mawlana Abdul Rahman's name. He mentioned the Qari Sahib's name. For those of you who are not here, remember, mashallah, that we see that Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam was dark in complexion. What we will say, like African. And he had sheepish hair. If you study the hadith in Bukhari Sharif and you study the Bible, so here also our three brothers, remember in Islam we don't have all these distinctions, but I want to show you that how Islam is spreading in all parts of the world, and that is why we have so many problems in different parts of the world. So Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam was dark in complexion, wala yakadu yubin, he could not even speak properly, meaning that he used to stammer and stutter in his speech. Therefore, he begged Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Surah 20, our Qarisa read just now, Surah Taha, verses 25 to 28. He cried, he begged, he petitioned Almighty Allah, Rabbi shrahli swadri, wa yassirli amri, wa hlul uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Ya Allah, you open this heart of mine. Make this task and mission easy for me. The knots in my tongue, you remove it, Ya Allah, so the Pharaoh and them and his cabinet can hear what I am saying and understand and comprehend what I am saying. So imagine the odds were stacked against Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, they were enslaved for centuries. Then Almighty Allah, special mercy came to them. Taballahu fihi ala qawm. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala accepted their tawbah. How Allah Ta'ala accepted their tawbah? You, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, take them out during the course of the night. They're having their party, their wine, dine and swine. فَأَسْرِ بِعِبَادِي إِنَّكُمْ مُتَّبَعُونَ. You go with them, O Musa alayhi salam, but you will be pursued as well. When they came to the Red Sea, in front is the ocean, and behind is the Pharaoh and his party and his army. And now the people said, we're in huge problem, O Nabi Musa alayhi salam. He said, Kalla, inna ma'iya rabbi sayyadeen. My Allah will surely assist me. He struck the ocean, and Almighty Allah made the path for them. They were rescued, and Almighty Allah let the Pharaoh and his army come, and they all were now drowned in that very ocean. You heard of Hazrat Bayazid Bustami, rahimahullah. We belong to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Hazrat Bayazid Bustami, rahimahullah, was min kibari awliya illah, from the senior, waliyullah and awliyaullah. You know, khasane khuda, the special servants of Almighty Allah. So he saw a dream, three consecutive nights, he's going to a church. And then lo and behold, he said, yes, I have to go to the church. Sunday he went to the church and he tried to camouflage himself. He sat right at the back, and now the pastor, the priest came. And he's keeping quiet. They told him, please start, the people are waiting, your flock are waiting. He said, no, he also maybe saw a dream that there is a Muslim in the congregation today, and therefore I want to know who is the Muslim. So now his cover was blown. He said, who's the Muslim? So Hazrat Bayazid came in front. He said, yes, I'm the Muslim. Said, fine, come sit here in front. I am going to pose questions to you, and you must answer. There's only one proviso condition. Every question you must answer from the noble Quran. When we have through taqwa, through piety, wattaqullah wa yuallimukumullah, then Allah Jalla wa'ala blesses us with knowledge directly himself, not what we read in the kitabs. So that is, these are the awliyaullah, special servants of Almighty. So I'll give you, and then we link it up with the incident of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So he said, all you youngsters, mashallah, our Qarisabs, who came from Dar es Salaam, and now they are studying here in our Darul Uloom, Allah Jalla wa'ala reward them, and reward their teachers, their parents, their families. See what beautiful they read. It's a pity majority of our people don't understand Arabic. When Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered Quba, then the children, the daughters of Medina stood up, and they welcome and made istiqbal of the Master alayhi salam. Nahnu jawarin min banin najjari. Ya habbada Muhammadun min jari. They said, how excellent today. We the daughters of the Najjar tribe, the carpenters tribe. We are here, ya Rasulullah, ya Habiballah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to welcome you. We welcome you because you were, you are, you always will be the most beloved and most precious to Almighty Allah in the entire universe. Today you will be our neighbor, hamare parosi ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine the love the children had. When the Master alayhi wasallam would enter Medina Munawwara, you see the richness, the glory, the beauty, the style of the Arabic language. Every three nights the name of the moon changes. The first three nights it's called Hilal. And when it is the 14th night, it is called Badr. That 14th night, you see, our brothers, they look at the 14th moon. So they tell their wife, oh honey, see there's the moon there. Then they want to go for honeymoon. You know? So you must remember these things. So the 14th night moon you call, that is Badr, not honey now. So you call Badr. So the Sahaba, the beloved students, companions of the Master alayhi salam, they used to say, Tuala al-Badru alayna. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your tashbih, your similarity We give with the full moon, but you are much superior compared to the moon and the entire creation. That is how they to speak and address and respect the master, alayhi salatu wasalam. So you who are becoming hafiz, those of you becoming ulama, mashallah, listen to this discussion. Hazrat Bayazid Bustami is there. The priest is going to pose the questions. He doesn't know what question the priest is going to ask him, the pastor, whatever you want to call him. He said, who is one and not two? Qul huwallahu ahad, Allah is one, not two. What is two and not three? وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ, the alternating of the day and the night is two and not three. What is three and not four? He said, noon, وَالْقَلَمِ وَمَا يَسْتُرُونَ, the pen which Almighty Allah Jalla Wala commanded, you must write the destiny of everybody and everything. How long I will live, how long you will live, how long this universe will be, everything written down. وَسِيَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, people today say AK, then they say AK-47, we say no, AK-255. What is AK-255? Ayatul Kursi, Ayat 255. The most powerful, the most majestic verse in the noble Quran. Ayatul Kursi. So Allah alone knows about His Kursi. Kursi for me and you, I'm sitting on a kursi, on a chair. We don't translate it as a chair. Allah alone knows. It's beyond our puny little brains to comprehend Almighty Allah Jalla Wala's creation. ثُمَّ اسْتَوَىٰ عَلَى الْأَرْشِ, then the arsh and the throne of Rahman of Almighty Allah. So these are three things, not four. Which are the four things and not five? The four divine scriptures, the Torah, the Zabur, the Injil, the Quran Sharif, everyone he cited and gave the Quranic verses. What is five and not six? He said the five daily salat. وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ وَزُلَفًا مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِدُلُوكِ الشَّمْسِ إِلَى غَسَقِ اللَّيْلِ. So all these verses he read. What is six and not seven? وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ, we created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِنْ لُهُوبٍ, and no tiredness, no fatigue, no exhaustion touched us. When I was a young boy, we had non-Muslim teachers. And the teacher was teaching us, he Christian teacher, non-Muslim, he said, God created this universe in 6 days, Monday to Saturday. Allah forbid, Allah forbid, naqale kufar, kufar nabashir. What he said after that is blasphemy. He said, God got so tired, he also said, I need a rest now. So he did this also. He said, God said, Sunday I'm going to rest. So imagine 100% kufar. Aytul Kursi, la ta'khudhuhu sinatu wa la nawm, no slumber, no sleep overtakes Almighty Allah Jalla. He's more perfect than the word perfect. That is Subhanallah. So understand, Quran is clear on this issue. وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِنْ لُهُوبٍ, no tiredness, no fatigue, no exhaustion touched us. Allah created hadith in Sahih Muslim, from Saturday to Thursday this universe, and on Friday Allah created the masterpiece, Nabi Adam alayhi salam. You first build your house and then you move into your house. So that is six. What is seven and not eight? Allahu alladhi khalaqa sab'a samawat, Almighty Allah created seven heavens and seven skies. What is eight and not nine? وَيَحْمِلُ أَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةٌ, on the day of justice, eight malaika angels will be carrying the arsh and the throne of Rahman and singing the praises of Allah. Subhanallah bihamdi. What is nine and not ten? Tonight we are here in Chatsworth. Alhamdulillah. Not nine, there will be 90 people come to my house and come to my house, come drink tea here, come drink coffee here, come drink what? Juice here. So there was a town. Ulama say, Wallahu alam. They say it is Antakya day in Turkey. There were nine people, all troublemakers. Wakana fil madinati tis'atu rahti yufsiduna fil ard. There were nine people in this town and all making trouble. So that is nine and not ten. Tilka, then what is 10 and not 11? Tilka ashratun kamila. So that was, remember when you go for Hajj, you have to slaughter the Hajj animal, the Hadi, what our people call the Mashukr. But now our people, they make so much shopping, the money got finished, now what? So you must fast 10 fasts. Tilka ashratun kamila. When I was Mawlana Mubarak and them, they were there that time. I told them the story, but maybe Mawlana forgot, I don't know, maybe he remembers. So from there, from Newcastle, I went to Lebanon, to Beirut, Syria, all these places, Palestine. So when I was in Beirut, I love reading books. Mutanabbi says, Khairu Jalisi Kutubi. That my kitab, my books, and Arabic books I'm speaking about, they are my best friend. So I went to Lebanon, and then my wife was there. She sat there on the sofa. I went in front. I told her, brother, this Lebanese, they speak very loud, you know. So I told him, bring this book. So he brought. He said, Ashara ya Sheikh. It's 10 books. So I said, Tilka Ashatun Kamila. You know, just spontaneously. Then I told him, bring that book. Then he said, Ma taqul ya Sheikh, what you say now? So I said, Inni ra'aytu ahada ashara kawkaba. I see 11 stars. So thereafter I told him, bring this book there. So he said, Ma taqul ya Sheikh, what you say now? He's Arab, we're not Arab, you know, we non-entities. So I told him, Surah 9 verse 36, Inna iddata shuhuri indallahi ithna ashara shahra. That in our Islamic calendar, we have 12 lunar months. So he said, MashaAllah. The number 13, the digit 13 is not in the Quran. So I told him, bring that book there. So now we like sparring, you see. Now he's sure he got me in a corner, now he's ready to give the knockout punch. Then finish him out, you know. But we beg Allah, Ya Allah, help us, Ya Allah. So I look at him, I said, Sheikh, وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ Allah takes custom of all the numbers and even numbers. His eyes opened, he came outside, you know, how behind he came this side from the counter, he ugly. خُذْ كُلَّ هَذِي الْكُتُبَ لَا حِسَابِ يَا شَيْخ Take all these books free of charge, I'll pay for you. So sometimes we must know all these things here also. Mawlana Mubarak, you remember this incident? You forgot. So Mawlana Mubarak say he wrote it in his books, mashallah. So masters now come to the priest and Nabi and our Sheikh Hazrat Bayazid Bustami Rahimahullah. So he the priest asked, what is 11 and not 12? Not 12. He answered, Inni ra'aytu ahada ashara kawkaba. I saw 11 stars. So 100%. The crowd is silent. You can hear a pin drop. He said, the priest, what is 12 and not 13? He read the verse, Inna iddata shuhuri indallahi ithna ashara shahra. That there are 12 lunar months. And remember, this was already ordained, prescribed by Allah, the day He created this entire universe. Our calendar is old as time itself. Just to you youngsters, don't suffer from an inferiority complex. These people with their calendar, they are our Maulana Abdul Rahman Sahib Hafizahullah, he said that I'm fluent in Afrikaans and all that. Now we're losing the touch of Zulu and Afrikaans. So, but in Afrikaans you say, Hello is dear makar. You don't understand? Now you Durban brothers don't understand dear makar. So it means they confuse and their fuses are getting blown. You must remember. See, next month is what? September. What's the meaning of September? 7th. Then October. What's the meaning of October? 8th. Then November, Nov. Nov means 9. Then December, Des means 10. So they are Julian calendar, they are Roman calendar, started on the 1st of March. Therefore, September 7th, October 8th, November 9th, December 10th. So whenever you want to understand the beauty of Islam, always juxtapose and compare. This is what Islam says. Our calendar, 12 months from the time Allah created the universe, Surah 9 verse 36. Your calendar totally upside down and confusion. Then Pope Gregory comes. He's got the idol, he's running around. Pope, and he got the idol. The idol's name Janus. Janus got two faces, one for good and one for evil. So Pope said, no, we must change this Roman calendar. Therefore, Gregorian calendar, named after Pope Gregory. You getting the picture now? So he brought about January. Still they couldn't get it right. Then they got another idol. And then they brought February. Still they couldn't get it right. They said, no, let's do like this. Some months, 28 days. Some months, 29. Some 30, some 31. Now these people, the non-Muslims, they love their birthdays and what? So that poor guy was born on the leap year, 29 February. So his birthday will come now, once in 4 years. All confusion and so always understand this. So Surah 9 verse 36, Allah Jalla Wala speaks of our Islamic calendar. I will carry on. That priest, that pastor told Hazrat Bayezid Bustami, Nawarallahu Marqadahu Rahimahullah, all your answers 12 are 100% correct. I have two questions left. Penultimate question, please tell me who is that personality. He was in a grave and the grave was moving around here and there and everywhere and he came out alive from there. He said, very easy. فَلْتَقَمَهُ الْحُوتِ The fish swallowed him. Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam. And the fish went this way, that way, everywhere. What he was reading? Surah 21 verse 87. لَا إِلَهَا إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ Those of you who are ill and sick, those of you who have got family members that are ill and sick, read this verse abundantly. Surah chapter 21 verse 87. La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu mina zalimeen. Truly there is none worthy of worship except Him Almighty Allah. He transcends every weakness, defect, shortcoming. He is greater than everything. Nothing but Allah is imperfect. Everything is perfect. That's meaning subhanallah. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Nabi Yunus alayhi salam said, I made an error in judgment. Meaning they are ma'asum, protected from all sin. For me and you, we translate, inni kuntu min al-zalimin. I'm a sinner, ya Allah. You remove this problem from me. Remove the sickness from me. If you know, there was a big doctor, Ibn Sina. The West, they always anglicize their names. And his name was Avicenna. He wrote a book, Qanun. So if you go to the medical doctors, they will tell you, there's a book called Canon, written by him. So one day a person was sick. Our Maulana Mubarak is a Mubarak person, you know. So he went there. That's example now, Maulana Mubarak. So our Maulana Mubarak went there. And then Ibn Sina came. So he said, Sheikh Mubarak, what you doing here? This is my patient. But he was a man like him, Maulana Mubarak, Mu'adbal Barkat, you know. So he said, Ibn Sina, you are such a great physician, such a great doctor. You wrote Qanun and Canon, and he praised him lavishly. He started flying figuratively. Then he said, after 1 minute, 2 minutes, but your brother, wo to kanjoos hai, makki choos hai, bakheel hai. Your brother is a miser, he's a stingy person. He wiped the smile off his face. He said, Ibn Sina, you asking me what I'm doing here? Look at your own body language, your own face, and so I praise you, you were smiling so much. And in 30 seconds, 50 seconds, I just criticized your brother, and that whole smile is wiped off your face. If this is Kalamul Bashar, human being speech, the impact, then what do you think is the impact of Kalamullahi Ta'ala? Allah Jalla Wala's Kalam. You understood, my brothers? We must have that yakin that when we read on our brother, our sister, on our people, Bukhari Sharif's hadith, Abu Sayyid Khudri radiallahu anhu states, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are passing somewhere. And the chief of that area there, he fell very sick. And they told us, please, you must do. So I went and we read Surah Fatiha 7 times and we blew on him. Lo and behold, God, he was so happy, elated, delighted. He gave us a whole lot of goats and sheep. And we ate from there and there. Now all this we did is correct. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, 100% correct, and bring a share for me also. See, this is impact of Quran. How many questions? 13 questions finished. He said, now the ultimate question. You see, Nabi Musa Alayhi Salaam. Oh, I gave the clue away anyway. So you must remember the pastor, the priest asked him, Hazrat Bayezid Bustami, which is that piece of land? The sun did not shine there before, and the sun did not shine there afterwards. It only was there once, not before, not after. He said, very easy. He said, when Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Nabi Harun alayhi salam, Bani Israel came to the Red Sea, then Almighty Allah accepted the dua of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, and then the ocean opened up, and land and sand came. This morning, 15 minutes or so after sunrise, which salat you read? Ishraq. Tomorrow morning you should read also. فَأَتْبَعُوهُمْ مُشْرِقِينَ مُشْرِقِ وَتَ كَافْ non-Muslim, idol worshipper. مُشْرِقِينَ وَتَ قَافْ, the sun is rising in its glory and beauty. Tomorrow is Sunday. You are there by the beach and the Indians looking at the Indian Ocean and the sun rising. So what you will say? See that, look at this wonderful spectacle like that. So you call. So Allah already told them that He will pursue you and it will be Ishraq time. So the sun was rising and then Nabi Musa alayhi salam and his people crossed. And when the Pharaoh came, then it closed up and they all drowned. So that strip of land, that piece of land, Allah Jalla wa Ala rescued them at Ishraq time. See everything Quran. The people were stunned. So he, Hazrat Bayezid Bustami, rahimahullah, told him, the priest, you asked me 14 questions, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, I responded to you. So do I have the permission from you that I pose one question to you? He said, go ahead. He said, now the people are wondering. So he asked him. Now the person asking question is Hazrat Bayezid Bustami, asking the priest, Ma huwa miftahul jannah, jannat ki kunji chabi kya hai, what is the key to paradise and jannah? Now the priest looks down. So now the people wonder, their priest asked 14 questions, the man answered. He asked one question, his wuzu broke. You know what I mean by wuzu broke? So he said, okay priest, can I respond and give you the answer? He said, please do so. So he read, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasul. So the whole church say, our priest good for nothing, we also start reading, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasul. But you don't write the stunt, you understood? Because you go in the church, you will see some nice woman there, you will stay in the church. You know, today they don't pray only in the church, P-R-A-Y, they pray also, P-R-E-Y also. Therefore the Pope has to go everywhere and apologize and all. So this is good story for you. So come back to Ashura. From time immemorial, there was always a clash between Haq and Batil, between truth and falsehood. Here you got Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Nabi Harun alayhi salam, the people got nothing, they're slaves. And the Pharaoh and his entourage and ministers and army and policemen, everything. He was so drunk with power, he even said, the Pharaoh, Ana Rabbukumul A'la. I am divinity in the form of humanity. I am God. He was so crazy. Then when the big, you all know the story, when he brought his magicians and everything, and then the debate took place, Nabi Musa alayhi salam and then beat them, same time they went into sajda. See, you like stories. Today I'm in a mood to tell you a little bit stories. We'll go over time today, inshallah. No, it's my last program, inshallah. You see, I was in Uruguay, Montevideo, Ramadan. We visited all these countries, mashallah, during Ramadan, South America. Very nice. You don't need visa, nothing. You go and you don't have to call anybody. Everybody is there. From Asr, Maghrib, Isha, Taraweeh, all that. So, now, Asr to Maghrib, I give a talk like this. So, I'm giving the talk. The Maulana is sitting here like Abu Muhammad Mubarak. Then two policemen came, two white policemen, one elderly, one young. So I asked the Maulana, are they looking for me or what? You but there I don't speak no politics, nothing. There I'm a good guy, you know. I only speak Fazail. You know? So that they know all this business, you know. So he said, no. What happened is that the husband, he beat up his wife and he really assaulted her. So wherever the lady goes, the two policemen. I say, what? It's a small country, 4 million people plus minus. I say, in South Africa, they killed the wife, no policeman comes. And this, yeah, he hit the wife, two policemen. Then iftar time came, so I told our brothers, give them also, don't give them dates, give them nice samosas, bajias, all that, you know. Which are the way they'll get all this. You know, South African style is different. So, then we ate everything. Then Isha time came. So, now we in front, what we know what's happening. So, there they did 8 rakat business. Now, I'm just giving you a report. We don't agree with that. I'm just telling you what happened. So, after 8 rakats and witr, then we give a talk. So, then the youngsters came and told me, you know what happened? I say, what happened? They say that policeman, he read Taraweeh with us. I said, very good. Everything they say is very good. So, I see. He said, no, you don't know how he did. So, he said, you don't know how he did. So I asked him, what you mean, I don't know how he read. He say, when he started, he's not Muslim, no who's who, all that. He must be tired there, he said, let me do exercise. So when he stood up, so he say, he kept his hands here, you see, by the chest like. So I told him, very good. He said, no, but then afterwards he didn't left it. Then he brought his hand here by his navel line. Then I told him, very good. Then he said, no, after that second rakat, he left it on his side, like you see. So I said, very good. And then after salam, he went away. So I said, very good. So they asked, what? Very good, very good, very good. I said, when policeman started, then he put his hands here. He was a Shafi. Then he decided, no, the Shafi, I'm tired, now let me become Hanafi. So he put his hand here. That's it. Then he said, I'm tired of the Shafi and Hanafi, let me become Maliki. So he put this way. Then when he made salam, he ran away, he said Salafi. You know, the Salafis, wherever they rally. So I just give them answer. Then I go back after 1-2 years. I'm asking them how things there, madrasa, his class. Then I ask, policeman ka kya hal hai? How's our policeman? You say, policeman to Musliman ho gaya. You see, brothers, this is the lesson I want to share with you. He came, he just was tired. He said, man, let me also make one sajda, two sajda. But Allah loved that sajda of his and gave him hidayah. Therefore, my brothers, we must remember, we live in a country where people are thirsty. So give them the true Islam and make dua for them also. Remember this. Ya Allah, make us hadin mahdiyin. We have the noor and we share the noor with others of Islam. We have the best. So we must share it with the rest as well. So that is the lesson we must learn, my brothers. So let's carry on now. So Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, shukran lillahi jalla wa ala, he kept this fast on the 10th Muharram and the day of Ashura. When the Arabs were there from Nabi Ismail alayhi salam's time and it carried on, prior to the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, auspicious birth of the Master, the Arabs used to keep this fast of Ashura. They used to hold the day of Ashura in such high esteem You know the Kiswa of the Kaaba, the Ghilaf of the Kaaba? For years and years they used to change it on the 9th of Zulhijjah, the day of Arafat. When we're leaving from Mina to Arafat, the team comes in, but this year they changed it. They changed it on the 1st of Muharram. 1st of Muharram day was Saturday. And the Friday night, 10 o'clock at night, they changed it. So they are, remember, Ashura will be Monday. And ours will be Tuesday. But anyway, I just want to show you. So they were the people who held this day already in such high esteem. And they said, no, it's a great, magnificent day. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sahaba used to keep the fast, one fast. When they came to Medina Munawwara, they found the Jutlas, the Jews fasting. They said, no, we must not imitate you. Sumu yawman qablahu aw ba'dahu. Hadith in Musnad Ahmad, that you fast one day before or one day after. So for us in South Africa, Monday, Tuesday, inshallah, we keep fast, all of us, inshallah. Or Tuesday, Wednesday. Why we fast? Inni ahtasibu ala Allah ayyukaffira sanat allati qabla. That hadith sahih, authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim, 1 year's sins will be forgiven, inshallah. So I was telling you, my brothers, sisters, it's not only time for merrymaking and so forth, it's time for sincere tawbah. What is quickly the definition of tawbah and repentance? 6 parts to it. First one, at-tawbah to an-nadama. We must have afsos, regret, remorse. Ya Allah, every minute, every moment, every second, your bounties are recurring, showering upon me and upon us. And yet what I went to do, I went to trample on your laws and everything. A person gives me or you 1,000, not Zimbabwe dollars, American dollars every day. We take it and go to the casino. So what would that person will say? Look at how ungrateful this person is. That I'm giving him this, and then he goes and busts it up in the wrong places. So Allah gave us eyes, ears, everything. Look at our masajid. Look at mashallah, all the brothers and all the children and so forth. All these are bounties of Allah. So my brothers, that is tawbah. We should feel ashamed of ourselves. How could I be so unloyal and so unappreciating to the ever-recurring bounties of Almighty Allah? Innal insana li rabbihi lakanud. Beshak ye insan apne rab ke bahut bahut hi nashukr hai. Verily, this human being is very, very ungrateful to Almighty Allah. Why we ungrateful? Allah mentions it. Surah 100 verses 6, 7, 8. وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٍ. That this human being's heart, it gets saturated with the love of wealth. It's supposed to be the love of Almighty Allah, the love of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the love of Ahlul Bayt, the family of Nabi alayhi salam, and the love of Sahaba and Deen of Islam. But we went the other way around. So that is first lesson of Tawbah. Second, we all are guilty. Today all of us who are sane and mature, we all are guilty, who are living today. So what happens is, somebody is involved in riba interest, somebody involved in fornication, adultery, somebody involved in drugs and alcohol, Allah. So same time tonight, tomorrow, we must be making tawbah immediately. Detach ourselves from the vices and sins. That is number two. That is tawbah as-sadiqah, true tawbah. Then whatever Allah made compulsory upon us, salat, how many salat we must from the time we became mature? How many psalm, how many fast we must? How many years we didn't pay zakat? All this we have to address and redress. Hukukullah. And then the fourth one, hukukul ibad. I owe Maulana Mubarak 1,000 rand, $1,000, example. So I say, man, Maulana is not asking me, just leave it. He passed away. I said, inna lillahi, my dad also passed away. So, 10 months of dwurt is another month of brood. First time you let me brood. You see, in Afrikaans they say, 10 months of dwurt As other months of Ruat, Tuat and Ruat. The one person died, the budal and the bread went to the other person. I said, now he died, what I have to pay now? You see, it's haram that we have to pay. So brothers, all these things we have to make. Our wives, how we treat them sometimes. Tonight you go to your wife and ask her for forgiveness. She will say, forgive me, honey, give some money also. Then the forgiveness will be right. So you must remember. So these are things, interaction with human beings. So first, regret. Second, abstain, detach ourselves. Third one, hukukullah. Fourth one, hukukul ibad. Fifth one, chapter 66, verse number 8. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. Ey iman walo, oh you who believe, 89 different places Allah mentions this phrase. Oh you who believe, turn to Allah, tawbatan nasuha. Somebody came to Sayyidina Umar. Sayyidina Umar was a genius, linguist par excellence. Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Tawbah, I know, what is this Nasuha, the adjective mentioned there? He, Sayyidina Umar, illustrated the point via an example. He, Sayyidina Umar, said, you see, I took this milk out. We know it's water here, just example. I took this milk out from the she-camel, from the cow. Did you ever see this milk going back into the animal, into the udders of the animal? Did it go back? Said, Kalla wa hasha, never. He said, when we make tawbah, we must never relapse. Don't go back to that again. That is tawbah and nasuha. Me and you make tawbah. Monday night is big night, Ashura night. We make this, one tear come out. Then next day we must fajr salat. Oh, we must asr salat. Oh, we back with Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood. The men are busy with Hollywood. The women are busy with Bollywood. The children are busy with Robin Hood. So all this goes on. So what tawbah we made? Think about it, brothers. So that is number five. Number six, always cry, beg Allah whenever we do something. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiul alim. Ya Allah, accept what we have done. It's a broken effort, but out of your fadl, your grace and your mercy, you accept it. So number one, tawbah. Number two, fasting. And fasting is not confined, brothers, sisters, children, only to the 9th, 10th and 11th of Muharram, 9th and 10th and 11th. This authentic sahih hadith in Muslim Sharif, Habibuna rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Afdalu siyam, ba'da siyami ramadan, shahrullah al-muharram. Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah in the Jami. So remember, he brought two separate unwan, two separate chapters on this. Babu ma ja'a fi sawmi muharram and babu ma ja'a fi sawmi ashura. One is Ashura, 9, 10, 10, 11. And one is the entire month of Muharram. It's the best fast to keep in the 11 months. Ramadan, we know, is mandatory, compulsory. So tomorrow you want to fast because Muharram is the best, is Allah's month. So therefore, ye to iman ka taqaza hai, iman ki we have the muhabbat and love for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we practice on that. So remember that the whole Muharram also has got that great, great virtues. Then the last one, which the women always wait for. You see the hadith in Mishkat Sharif. You must understand the hadith. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man wassa'a ala iyalihi yawma ashura, wassa'a allahu sa'ira sanatihi. That the hadith, from a hadith perspective, is there some rawi reporter might be weak, but we accept the hadith in fadail and virtue. Who increases the risk and sustenance for his family, his wife, his children, parents, like that. Allah Jalla Wala will increase the risk for you for the entire year. And there's various kitab, Bayhaqi, Mishkat, Razi, all this have mentioned it. So we accept the hadith. Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. These people today, that Maulana was speaking about Shia and that, I'll come to them just now. There's one group, Salafi. So Salafi, remember that they're Muslims, but certain places they get a little bit mixed up. So you must remember, this is Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali's kitab. And all of you who are ulama, you should get it as a masterpiece. In there, the book's name is Lataiful Ma'arif. Lataiful Ma'arif, written by Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali. Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali is a student of Hafiz Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah. Hafiz Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah is a student of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah. So you got the chain now. In there, he writes, Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali writes, that Sheikh Sufyan bin Uyayna, Sufyan bin Uyayna is no ordinary person, he's ustad of Imam Shafi'i. Imam Shafi'i says, there are two people helped me in my life. One was, a'ananillahu bi rajulain. Two people helped me so much. One, Sufyan bin Uyayna fil hadith. And second, Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani fil fiqh. If they were not there, lakuntu rajulam min al-muslimin, I should just be an ordinary Muslim. So remember, Sufyan bin Uyayna says, فَجَرَّبْنَاهُ فَوَجَدْنَاهُ كَذَلِكَ. When the night of Ashura came, the day of Ashura came, we spent a little bit extra on our wives, our children, our family. Allah Jalla Wala made the risk and sustenance easy for us. For more than 50 years, he says. I'm giving you the reference. So you and my brothers, today there is, people are hired and fired, people are retrenched, people are so worried. So Monday night, inshallah, honey, take some money, wife, children, like that, whatever, nice little bit meal. Don't go restaurant in that, no. Eat in your house. Halalan tayyib. Leave all this outside business. Eat in your house. There's noor in that. Remember that. And thereafter, that, you like story, I tell you a story. You see, Sheikh mentioned, I grew up in a location, you know. You see, we to blame for all this. So, I'm the youngest in our family, you know. So, we had one, non-Muslim African brother, John. He stayed by us 30, 40 years. He passed away now. He knew everything about Islam, you know. So one day I used to like talking to him. So our house in front, our shop is there, but the toilet outside, you know, in the olden days. So when we go toilet, we carry bottle, you know, like this. Not glass, we carry bottle, like, you know. So I asked him, John, you know why we carry this bottle? He said, of course I know. I say, why? They say, because you Indians, when you eat maningilo chisa. They say, the spices are coming out there. Now you need to neutralize it. Understood? So, now see what Islam is teaching and what he's thinking. He say, we don't eat all these spices, so high cause are no chisa business. You understand? So we don't have to use. Now, whose fault is that, I'm asking? Isn't it our fault? We never taught him, you understood, about Islam and this, that. You see, simple things, but we must teach them the beauty of Islam. We wash our hands. We come to know the color of the water. We insert in our mouth. We come to know the taste of the water. We take the water, we insert in our nostrils, we come to know the smell. Water has three characteristics. Color, taste and smell. It passed all three tests. فَغْسِلُوا هُجُوَكُمْ وَأَيْدِيَكُمْ إِلَى الْمَرَافِقِ وَمْسَحُوا بِرُؤُسِكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ الْقَابِ. Allah says, now you continue. You to show me a religion that can bring something better than that. Anything you take of Islam. So always remember that. So my brothers, remember for Ashura what we're going to do. Sincere Tawbah. But don't wait for Ashura. Start now. Number two, we must fast inshaAllah. It's not compulsory, but definitely sunnah. And third, be jiska zarf bara ho, Allah in kubara bana. You can't be so hard and harsh with your wife and children and all that. They make so much sacrifice. Our wives left their place of birth. They left their parents. They left their siblings to spend the remainder of their life with you. Is that not a big sacrifice? How you want your son-in-law to treat your daughter, why you don't treat your wife better than that? Use that as a barometer. And Quran is telling us, all you husbands, وَآشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Surah 4, verse 19. That ulama and great, I heard Hazrat Ji, Hazrat Muhammad Siullah Khan Sahib Nawar Allah Marqadah, he passed away in 92. Whole whole world can say you good, but if your wife and children say you bad, then by Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you bad person. The whole world can say you are bad, but your wife and children say you good, by Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you are good. And then quoted the hadith. Who will narrate the hadith? Mother Aisha, Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha says, radiallahu anha, khayrukum khayrukum li ahlikum, wa ana khayrukum li ahli. The best of you are the best of you to your wives and your children. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. So brothers, therefore, treat your wives, children, all. And mashallah, you spend a little bit extra on them Monday night, Tuesday. Maghrib, Monday, after that, till Tuesday Maghrib, you got 24 hours there. So do something for them, inshallah. Last one, brothers, karo jo kuch karna hai, akhir, maut. Do whatever we want to. End of the day, there's death. Kullu nafsin zaikatul maut. Habib, Quran Sharif say, every person shall taste death. Habibuna rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, akthiru zikra hazimil lazat, that remember abundantly the destroyer of pleasures. People have the best house, the best cars, the best food, the best khadim and workers. Suddenly heart attack, everything gone. Came without anything, goes without anything. So we all going to go through that. Hazrat Pirane Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, go read his book, Gunyatul Talibin, and see what he said. وَكَمْ مِنَ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَشْغُولُ وَكَمْ مِنَ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ Hey Muslim, how many kafan and shroud are washed every day? But me and you who have to go into that kafan, وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَشْغُولُ We are busy in a market, in a mall, in the bazaar. How's the dollar doing? How's the rupee doing? How's the euro doing? How are you doing Islamically? وَكَمْ مِنَ كَفَنٍ مَغْسُولُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّوقِ مَشْغُولُ وَكَمْ مِنَ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ How many graves are being dug? Go see now in the graveyard. Where's the graveyard in Mulsa?
Mobeni
Hearts. Go see tomorrow. There will be a grave vacant, empty. Who will be the next person? وَكَمْ مِنَ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورٌ وَصَوَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورٌ But the person, me and you, who has to go into that grave, we are deceived for the occasions of joy and happiness. I flew from here to Dubai first class. I stayed in 5-star hotel. And then we went here. I'm giving an example now. I'm sitting quietly here. I never flew anywhere. You know? So this type of thing. So now we don't fly. We say local is like, we just sit quietly in South Africa now. So you must all this happen. Now the occasions of joy and happiness, it deceives us. My son went for proposal. He said, Abi, which car must I go? I said, don't take the Merc and don't take the Cadillac, take the BMW. So he asked why. So I said, when you go there, then they will know, be my wife. You see? So all this here, it deceives us. وَكَمْ مِنَ قَبَرٍ مَحْفُورُ وَصَاحِبُهُ بِالسُّرُورِ مَغْرُورُ How many graves are being dug? But the person who has to go into that grave, we get deceived with the occasions of joy and happiness. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ How many a person is smiling? Today we meet, how are you? Say, my health is excellent, my business is flourishing, my children are excelling, my wife looks more beautiful than every day, you know. Yesterday she was beautiful, today she's more. So we get deceived. وَكَمْ مِنْ فَمِنْ ضَاحِكُ We're smiling. وَهُوَ أَنْ قَرِيبٍ حَالِكُ And then we go on, death comes, finish. History. Break it up, history. What is history? His story. So that was his story. What is my story and what is your story? So think properly, all of us, my brothers. Just one rectification, our Sheikh Maulana Abdul Rahman. Abdul Rahman? He said that I gave the decoders. I didn't give the decoders. Our capital group gave the decoders. Thank Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and the whole capital team. And those of you who are very, very poor, deserving, you must contact Maulana Mubarak. He still got some day, inshallah. And I'll make arrangements tomorrow. We'll speak to the one, two people, inshallah, that we will get the installers to come 40 days free of charge for you. For those who are poor now, you know, if you can afford, you must buy, obviously. So buy one nice one and give your wife, you know. So tell her, darling, this is for you. You understood, sir? And those who are poor, you contact our Maulana Mubarak, inshallah. Then we have to thank our Hafiz Muhammad Bassa, our brother Muhammad Salim Asmal, our brother Dawood Monli, and all of you as well. And make dua, brothers, quickly, quickly, quickly. Remember, the founder of Shia Azam is a Jew. When we speak, we don't speak emotions. No, we must speak academically. There's a book called Rijalul Kashi. Ye Maulana Mubarak is making, remember, notes. Kash is a place in Iran. There's a book called Rijalul Kashi. In Rijalul Kashi, the Shias admitted to it that the founder of Shia Azam was a Jutla, was a Jew. His name Abdullah bin Sabah. So you take the 5 rand coin, 2 rand coin, you put the Jutla on one side and put the Shia on the other side. It's same. You understood that? They are our enemies, remember. Look at now in Gaza. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا غَزَّى. Do you know what is Gaza, my brothers? Gaza is the place where Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's great-great-grandfather Hashim is buried there. Do we know what is Gaza? Gaza is that place where Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah was born in Gaza in the year 150. When his father passed away, he was less than 2 years old. Then his mother took him to Makkah, and his first teacher was an African teacher, Muslim Imam Muslim, not Imam Muslim of the Hadith. This is Muslim, a Muslim, a Zanji. Muslim, the African taught him. At the age of 7, he became Hafiz. At the age of 10, he bi-hearted Mu'tah Imam Malik. Wa ajaza lahu bil iftai, and he gave him permission to issue fatawa. The same African teacher gave Imam Shafi'i permission. At the age of 15, he said, Shafi, you're a genius. At the age of 15, this African teacher gave him permission to issue fatawa and verdicts. I told you there's a clash, you must remember, between Haq and Batil. I'm to conclude on this. Imam Shafi'i's celebrated student is Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah is the ustad of Imam Bukhari rahimahullah. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal is there in Baghdad. Wulida bi Baghdad, wat wufiya bi Baghdad. I went to all their graves also, Mubarak graves. Pirani Pir Hazrat Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Imam Malik, Imam Shafi'i, all alhamdulillah, Allah accept. So my brothers, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal is called. He said, what you say, this is a little bit academic discussion. What you say regarding the Quran Sharif? He says, Al-Quranu ghayru makhluk. The Quran is not created. Allah was, Allah is, Allah will always be. Hence the Quran Sharif is Kalamullahi Ta'ala, the direct speech of Allah. So it was, it is, it always will be. They said, retract. He said, I won't retract. They brought him in full view of the public. And you, the ulama, if you want, then go open the book Manaqib Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal by Ibn al-Jawzi. You will find the whole incident there in detail. I'm just summarizing quickly. So in public, they whipped him the first time. He said, Bismillah. They whipped him the second time. Then he said, Alhamdulillah. They whipped and lashed him the third time. He said, La yusibana illa ma kataballahu lana. Nothing will happen to us except that what Allah has decreed. When they whipped him then, his izhar was about to fall. He looked to the sky and cried, Ya Allah, Meri Lajrak. Ya Allah, keep my honor intact, Ya Allah. I'm accepting all this for your kalam and your book, Ya Allah. Karamatan li hadhal imam al-jaleel, out of honor for him, Allah, let his izhar come back in place. Then that day he got the title of Imam Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah. He told his tormentors and oppressors, Baini wa bainakum yawm al-janaza, you will see what will happen on the day of my janazah? The son of Islam, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, passes away. 800,000 people attend his janazah. 20,000 Jews, Christians, non-Muslim embrace Islam. When you stand for the truth, but you must be prepared to make every sacrifice. Who's his teacher? I told you now, who's his teacher? Al-Imam Shafi'i. Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah was born in 150. Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah left Baghdad in the year 199. He goes to Cairo, he passes away in 204. In that interim period, this incident takes place. Imam Shafi'i hears about it in Cairo, that this happened to my Tilmidhi Rashid, to my Khasha Agir, to my special student, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah. That time was no all this email and fax and all this, you know, gadgets we got. He wrote a letter. They said, oh, my beloved student, Ahmad bin Hanbal, that kurta mubarak you wore, then send that kurta to me. And then I want it there in Egypt. So Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal takes that kurta and then he sends it to his beloved teacher. After a few days, weeks, it reaches there. You know what Imam Shafi'i did? Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah took the kurta mubarak of his student, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. He washed it, and after washing it, he took the water and then he drank it. This is my student, Imam Ahmad. You understand, my brothers? This is deen of Islam. We don't compromise on Islam. We don't dilute Islam. We don't pollute Islam. We must present Islam. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu said, I will give my life, but I will never stand with batil. That is the biggest lesson me and you must learn. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal stood for the truth. Our Palestinian children are standing for the truth. I sent out today on all the groups, Gideon Levy writes, he speaks. Gideon Levy writes almost every weekday in the Haaretz newspaper. He says, Jutlas, I'm a Jew, you're a Jew. You want peace? Get these three things out of your head. Then there will be peace. We are the chosen people. But I add one thing. You're not the chosen people. They're recording me, the Jutla. Send it to him, your prime minister and whoever. So you must remember this. You are the cursed people. Because you murdered prophets and messengers. And today you are baby killers murdering our children in Palestine. 5-year-old girl, who murdered her? I'm asking you. Who murdered the non-Muslim Shirin Abu Aqila? And they say, no, it was unintentional. Premeditated murder. Remember that. So number one, take that notion out. You're not chosen people. Number two, there's occupation. Then they play the victim. They say, no, we are the victims. We are the victim of the Holocaust and us. Okay, you say 6 million, which is a big fat lie. So there's no 6 million business. 6 million Palestinians today are in the diaspora outside Palestine. Why the Jutla from Ukraine, 1 million already there in Israel in occupied Palestine? Why the 6 million Palestinians, no one is allowed to enter? Why? Now what justice is this? Therefore we say occupation is terrorism. Remember that. There's a terrorist state with Nazi tactics. And third thing Gideon Levy said, that what we have done is dehumanize the Palestinians. We don't consider them even human beings, never mind equal to us. So therefore to kill them, murder them, torture them means nothing. They're not humans, they're like animals and this type of thing. So that is what message he gave. So you must, when you speak, use their sources and tell them these are your own people. What Chomsky wrote, what Finkelstein wrote, what Ilan Papi wrote, what Yuri Davis wrote. All these people are not Muslims. So my brothers, I want you tonight, please, leave all your movies and all the soccer, cricket. Read 2 rakat salat. Go into sajda. Cry to Almighty Allah. Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain. Protect Aqsa al-Mubarak. Protect our Palestinians. Ya Allah, and our children, our flowers. You know what they say? Biddam birruh nafdika ya Aqsa. Ya Allah, with our blood, with our life, we will give it for Aqsa. Me and you, South Africans, you know, I can speak, you can speak, we all can speak. Somebody bring now a water pistol, you will see everyone huzu will break. So you must remember that. We are like that. You must take the children, they tell the jutla, come. Small, small children, I'm ready. Yeah. Who will do all that? So brothers, pray for our flowers, pray for Palestine, pray for the Ummah. You can see PE, no water. You see Somalia, 40 years, big problem, no water. Now Kenya, no water. So many problems they have. So ask Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. We thank all of you, thank the Capital Group, thank our directors of Ansar, and we thank Hafiz Wadi also, and we thank MashaAllah, he's the coordinator, and our Sirius FM, Faisal Asmar, and our brother, Dad Yusuf Asmar. Barakallahu fik. Let's make dua now, inshallah, and make dua for all those who are ill and sick. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الشكر كله ولك الحمد كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجلنا للمتقين إماما واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين فانصرنا على القوم المجرمين فانصرنا على القوم المنافقين المرتدين يا رب العالمين على الله توكلنا ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين اللهم أرنا عجائب قدرتك فإنهم لا يجزونك اللهم أحصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تبق منهم أحدا اللهم منزل الكتاب ومجري السحاب وهازم الأحزاب اهزمهم يا رب العالمين اهزمهم يا رب العالمين وانصرنا عليهم قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الاقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين امين جزاك الله